No matter where they came from, Tennessee, North Carolina, or Florida, the Right to Life conventioners knew all about the protest and filibuster that kept Texas from becoming the latest state to pass a ban on abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
Oh, yes, it's huge news. Yes, we knew it was coming about.
Rochelle Focaracci followed the Tuesday night filibuster as she drove to the convention from Atlanta. She said she feared all along that the pro-choice protesters gathered in the Senate gallery were going to explode.
We knew that was going to happen. They really had an angry look on their face.
Kylene Wright, president of the Texans for Life Coalition, says she was in the gallery when hundreds opposed to abortion restrictions cut loose. She says she was afraid of being physically harmed because she was wearing a shirt that identified her as a Right to Life supporter.
It was a scary mob. I mean, we hid in locked rooms in the basement for a while, yes, until there were enough troopers to take us out.
Governor Rick Perry says the protesters are the reason he's calling another special session to pass the stricter abortion measures.
What we witnessed Tuesday was nothing more than the hijacking of the democratic process. And this is simply too important a cause to allow unruly actions of a few to stand in its way.
The governor also took a swipe at Democratic State Senator Wendy Davis, who filibustered the abortion bill. Perry says it's unfortunate she didn't learn from her own experience as a single teenage mother that even children in difficult circumstances deserve a chance to succeed.
I'm proud that she has been able to take advantage of her intellect and her hard work, but she didn't come from particularly good circumstances. What if her mom had said, you know, I just can't do this. I don't want to do this.
Senator Davis responded to the governor, saying his statement is without dignity and tarnishes the high office he holds. Davis has left open the possibility that she'll run for governor next year. Perry, again, was unwilling to say whether he will run for a fourth consecutive term. He says he'll delay his announcement until lawmakers tackle abortion, transportation, and criminal sentencing issues in the 30-day session that begins Monday. While appearing confident the 20-week ban will pass this time, Perry seemed to take the crowd of Tuesday protesters seriously.
Take your phone out, and I want you to text in the word life.
He asked conventioners to text his office so he can contact them for support, saying the Right to Life activists will have to meet the opposition's intensity. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.